We will return to the above example of Adam and Ben. Assume Adam has no personal capital gains. He is chargeable to CGT under Section 87 TCJA 1992 for 2010-11 and 2011-12. His Section 87 gains for 2010-11 are £24,000. We deduct the annual exemption and charge the excess gains at 28% to give CGT of £3,892. Section 87 gains for 2011-12 are £45,750. Again, we deduct the annual exemption and charge the excess gains at 28% to give CGT of £9,982. Once we have the CGT, we can consider the supplementary charge. Starting with 2010-11, the tax of £3,892 relates to trust gains made in 2008-09 and 2009-10. We therefore need to work out how much of the tax related to the 2008-09 gain and how much related to the 2009-10 gain, as this will affect the supplementary charge. Gains of £24,000 are matched in 2010-11. Of these, £18,000 were made in 2008-09 and £6,000 were made in 2009-10. Therefore, the tax on the 2008-09 gains is £3,892 multiplied by 18 over 24, giving £2,919. The tax on the 2009-10 gains is £3,892 multiplied by 6 over 24, giving £973. There is no need to split the tax for 2011-12, as all the gains that were matched arose in 2011-12. The supplementary charge applies where trust gains are not distributed to beneficiaries in either the tax year in which they are made or the following tax year. Some of the trust gains made in 2008-09 were distributed to Adam in 2010-11, therefore a supplementary charge will apply. There is no supplementary charge in respect of the 2009-10 gains, as these were matched with capital payments made in the following tax year, 2010-11. There is no supplementary charge in relation to the 2011-12 CGT, as all gains in 2011-12 are matched with capital payments in the same year. We therefore need to calculate the supplementary charge on the 2008-09 gains matched and charged in 2010-11. The CGT for 2010-11 is £3,892. The chargeable period runs from the 1st of December 2009 to the 30th of November 2011, being 2 years. The supplementary charge will therefore be £2,919 times 2 times 10%, which equals £584. This increases the CGT due for 2010-11 to £4,476. There is no supplementary charge for 2011-12, so the tax due is £9,982. Finance Act 2008 brought in new rules with respect to Section 87 gains arising to beneficiaries who are non-UK domiciled. Prior to the 6th of April 2008, the beneficiary must have been both domiciled and resident, or ordinarily resident in the UK, for Section 87 to apply. With effect from April 2008, where a beneficiary is UK resident but not UK domiciled, and he receives a capital payment from a trust, any attributed gain is only taxable to the extent that the capital payment is remitted to the UK. This remittance basis will only apply if either a claim has been made under Section 809B of the Income Tax Act, or if the remittance basis applies automatically, that is, where unremitted foreign income or gains are less than £2,000. As non-domiciled beneficiaries are brought within the Section 87 charge for the first time from the 6th of April 2008, there are transitional rules to prevent such beneficiaries from being charged to CGT, either in respect of trust gains made before the 6th of April 2008 or capital payments made before the 6th of April 2008. In effect, a non-domiciled beneficiary of an overseas trust will only be charged under Section 87 if the trust gains arise after April 2008 and the capital payment is made after April 2008. Even if this is the case, a CGT liability can be avoided by the beneficiary claiming the remittance basis and keeping the capital payment offshore. Where an overseas trust is subject to Section 87 for 2008-09 onwards, the trustees can make an election to rebase the trust assets to their market value at the 6th of April 2008 for the purpose of calculating trust gains to be attributed to non-domiciled beneficiaries. The effect of the election is that trust gains made in 2008-09 onwards will be apportioned between pre-6th of April 2008 and post-6th of April 2008 elements. The pre-6th of April 2008 element of the gain will not be taxed if matched with capital payments made to non-domiciled beneficiaries. The post-6th of April 2008 element is the gain that would have arisen had the asset been bought for market value at the 6th of April 2008. The election is irrevocable and must be made by the trustees no later than the 31st of January following the first tax year in which a capital payment is made to a UK resident beneficiary. The first elections will therefore have been made by the 31st of January 2010. For example, John is the beneficiary of a trust set up in 2008 which is resident in the Cayman Islands. He is UK resident but non-UK domiciled. In December 2010, he received a capital payment of £100,000 from the trustees. The trust has no income. The trustees have made the following capital gains. 2007-08 gains were £40,000. 2008-09 gains were £50,000. There were no gains in 2009-10. And 2010-11 gains were £36,000. The gain made in 2008-09 was in respect of an investment property bought in January 2007 for £100,000 and sold in March 2009 for £150,000. The property was valued at £135,000 at the 6th of April 2008. The gain made in 2010-11 was in respect of quoted shares bought in June 2008 for £180,000 and sold in January 2011 for £216,000. The trustees made a rebasing election. As the capital payment was made in 2010-11, we match first with gains of 2010-11, then work back. A gain of £36,000 was made in 2010-11. £36,000 of the capital payment is therefore matched with this gain. This leaves an unmatched capital payment of £64,000. The whole of the 2010-11 gain arises after the 5th of April 2008, so the gain is fully attributed to John. John is non-domiciled. Therefore, this £36,000 is a foreign capital gain. This gain will either be charged to UK CGT if John is not a remittance basis user, or charged to UK CGT if John claims the remittance basis under Section 809B and if the capital payment is brought into the UK. Next we go back to 2009-10. There are no gains in this year, so there is no match. We now go back to 2008-09. £50,000 of the capital payment is matched with the gain in 2008-09. A rebasing election has been made, so the trust gains of £50,000 are apportioned into pre- and post-6th of April 2008 elements using the market value of the asset at the 6th of April 2008. The post-6th of April 2008 element is therefore the proceeds of £150,000 less the April 2008 value of £135,000. Therefore, £15,000 of gain is deemed to arise after April 2008. The 2008-09 gains are £50,000. This is matched with the capital payment in 2010-11. The unmatched capital payment remaining is £14,000. As Section 87 only applies for non-domiciled beneficiaries from the 6th of April 2008, only the post-April 2008 element is chargeable. The foreign chargeable gain under Section 87 is therefore £15,000. Again, this will either be charged to UK CGT if John is not a remittance basis user, or charged to UK CGT if John claims the remittance basis under Section 809B and if the capital payment is brought into the UK. Finally, we take the capital payment back and match with gains in 2007-08. Gains in 2007-08 are £40,000. The unmatched capital payment is £14,000, which is matched with part of the gain in 2007-08. This leaves unmatched gains from 2007-08 of £26,000. The matched gain of £14,000 will not be taxed on John, as this gain arose before the 6th of April 2008. Whether John chooses to remit these proceeds is therefore irrelevant. The unmatched gains of £26,000 will be carried forward to be matched with a later capital payment. However, trust gains made prior to the 6th of April 2008 are not charged on the non-domiciled beneficiary, so John will have no CGT liability on these gains.